Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The man chosen by Donald Trump as his running mate in the U.S. presidential election, J.D. Vance, has been formally approved as the vice presidential nominee. His candidacy was confirmed in a unanimous vote on the first day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The Ohio senator is a former U.S. Marine, businessman, and an author. David Willis has more details.
He is 39 years of age. That is roughly 40 years younger, would you believe, than Donald Trump. And some are saying that this represents a sort of passing of the torch as far as the MAGA right wing is concerned on the part of Donald Trump. This is a man who supports that Make America Great Again doctrine of right wing populism. And Mr. Vance wasn't always a fan of Donald Trump. He once likened the former president to Hitler, but he's since become a full throated defender of the Trump agenda.
President Biden described Mr. Vance as a clone of Trump. The director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, has described the assassination attempt on Donald Trump on Saturday as unacceptable, but said she would not resign from her post as it was her responsibility to investigate what went wrong. Meanwhile, the FBI says it's gained access to the phone of the gunman, Thomas Matthew Crooks. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, relayed President Biden's comments about the latest developments.
The president spoke about an ongoing investigation, and as he said, we do not know the motive of the shooter yet. We don't know his opinions or affiliations. We don't know whether he had help or support or if he communicated with anyone else.
Initial results indicate Paul Kagame is on course to be re-elected president of Rwanda with about 99% of the votes. He's ruled the country since the year 2000. Our Africa editor Richard Hamilton has more details.
Paul Kagame has been Rwanda's de facto leader since the end of the 1994 genocide and the country's president since the year 2000. Only two opposition candidates were allowed to run against him this time after the Electoral Commission, at the request of the government, banned his most prominent critics. Human rights groups frequently accuse his government of stifling the media and political opposition with arbitrary detentions, assassinations, and disappearances. It's also facing allegations of encouraging instability in neighbouring Democratic Republic of Congo.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Hungary has reacted angrily after the EU said it would only send senior civil servants, but not its commissioners, to informal meetings organised by Hungary during its presidency of the bloc. President Viktor Orbán was censured by EU leaders when he undertook a self-styled peace mission to Kiev, Moscow and Beijing earlier this month. Scientists have for the first time discovered a cave on the moon. It's thought to be at least 100 metres deep. Italian researchers identified the cave by using radar to penetrate a pit on the lunar surface. They say it could be an ideal place for humans to build a permanent moon base. Professor Leonardo Carrer from the University of Trento in Italy says the cave would be a natural and familiar choice.
The history of humanity, we started from caves. And because it's a natural shelter, it's just already an engineering feature. And so if you bring this idea to the moon, a lot of things are already sort of sorted out, the protection from meteorites, from radiations and so on. Like, you don't need really complex engineering solutions to solve this problem. It's already solved by nature in a way.
Miami police have confirmed that the president of the Colombian Football Federation, Ramon Jesoron, was arrested following the final of the Copa America in Florida. Mr. Jesoron and his son, Ramon Jamil, are accused of battery following a brawl with security guards. There's been no comment from Mr. Jesoron. Video of the fight has gone viral on social media. The captain of Spain's victorious football team has held aloft the European Championship Cup before a crowd of jubilant fans in the Plaza de Cibeles in Madrid. Alvaro Morata said he had been blessed to lead such a talented squad, adding that their victory had been achieved because of the belief of the nation. BBC World News.